is brought to us by ARS Restoration Specialist, Town Fair Tire, and FindMassMoney.com. Did you know Jonas Gray had about 200 yards in him going to that game against the Colts yesterday, Dan?
I didn't know he had it in him, but I'm sure glad that's what he ended up with.
You know, when you guys saw him, you know, during the preseason, when you saw him during, you know, scout team, you know, did you think this he had this kind of ability just by what he showed you in practice?
Yeah, I mean, he showed us all year that he's a hard worker, you know, running hard at practice and you know, just coming in every day and trying to work as hard as he can. But, I mean, that was just a great performance last night by him. We made some blocks for him, but that guy made a lot of extra yards on his own too.
You know, Dan, given the way the first 4 weeks went, we were talking about how one of the biggest changes the way you guys as a unit really have kind of played recently. And did you take great satisfaction in that? Because a lot of people back, I think 3 or 4 weeks, talking about Coach Googs, they're talking about whether the teams like him or not, or the players like him or not. And you guys right now have been playing absolutely outstanding. Do you guys kind of look back at those times when things weren't so good?
You know, all we've been trying to do this year is just trying to get better every week. You know, early on in the season didn't start out too great, but we just got to work and just kept trying to get better, and it's really starting to pay off for us now.
You know, Dan, how much do you and how much do you have to help Stork with calls? I mean, is he pretty much doing everything on his own, or is there any time where you have to kind of call him off as far as, you know, who he's calling out to block? I mean, how's that transition been for him as far as taking over in there at center?
Yeah, he's doing a really good job. I mean, he's got a lot to learn, and he definitely puts in the time to try to be on top of everything. And Wendell and I, we try to let him run the show, but there's obviously times that he needs a little bit of help, so we're always there to, you know, kind of point him in the right direction.
Did you guys know that Jonas Gray was also a stand-up comic?
I had no idea.
No, I don't understand. How do you guys not know this?
He's done a nice job of keeping quiet about it.
Keeping it a secret. Yeah, I guess he did some stand-up comedy. He did a little stand-up comedy routine out in South Bend. He's got a good impression of his old coach, Brian Kelly. You guys got to use this to your advantage. I mean, this needs to be open mic in the locker room now.
Yeah, we're going to have to see that. I am surprised that gotten this far and nobody knew about it.
Does he look like he's got some jokes, or is he pretty just, you know, one of those guys kind of staying in his place, you know, just you know, taking in his role and not trying to, you know, get out of the lines?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen too much comedy out of him. He's just kind of been working hard, yeah, being quiet and doing his job.
Speaking of being quiet and doing their job, what have you thought about Brian Stork of late, Dan, and the way he has progressed at center?
Like I said, I think he's doing a great job. He works hard all the time, and you know, he's really got some good skill, and if he just keeps working hard, keeps practicing and learning the system and things like that, he's gonna do well, I think.
The reason I ask is I'm wondering if when Logan Mankins was traded, was that the plan the whole way along, and is that how it was presented to you guys, the fellow offensive linemen, that somewhere down the road, say like right around Thanksgiving, we think that Dan and Ryan can do a good enough job at guard, and Brian by then will advance the point of being a center you can count upon, that we can make this trade happen. Is that how it was sold to you when Logan was first dealt?
No, it really wasn't sold to us anyway. I mean, things happen, you know, moves are made all the time. That's just part of this business. When it happened, we all just knew that somebody had to step up, and Logan wasn't coming back, so we moved on, and guys just tried to fill that role.
How happy are you two at guard now?
I feel great. I mean, I enjoy playing any position that's going to get me on the field, so if it's left guard, if it's center, if it's right guard, whatever, you know, I just enjoy being out there playing.
Do you still talk, stay in touch with Logan? I know he's down there in Tampa, seeing how the other half live, I guess.
Yeah. We try to keep in touch at least once a week. We try to kind of catch up on how the games went, and you know, we used to spend a lot of time together and talk all the time. So we try to keep that going.
for as much attention as you guys got in the interior for playing as well as you did, there was also a lot of attention being paid on the network broadcast, Dan, anyway, to the way that Devlin was blocking, Gronk was blocking, Edelman threw a huge block. One hand washed the other. Is that, I know complimentary football is the phrase that's often used, but when you see the guys on the outside that are not specifically offensive linemen blocking the way that they did, does that encourage you guys to do your job even better?
Yeah, I think everybody just kind of fed off each other, and you know, we were making blocks, they were making blocks, Jonas was running hard, guys were making big catches and big plays. It was just a good team effort, and everybody just kind of fed off one another.
If Vollmer or Soldier catch a touchdown pass the way Costanzo did for the Indianapolis Colts, do they have a better touchdown dance ready to go?
I sure hope so. That wasn't the best dance I've ever seen.
Was that an embarrassment to offensive linemen everywhere?
No, I wouldn't say that. It was a great play and a proud moment for offensive linemen to see. Yeah, he could probably work on that dance a little bit.
See, that's comedy. Sure. That's what he learns. But just being around Jonas Gray, it's like osmosis, you know?
Yeah, get him to do that stand-up for you guys in the locker room. I think that's something that's needed.
Yeah, instead of like the rookies doing their song, from now on it's got to be comedy. And Jonas, since he hid this information from you this year, he's got to do it next year, right, during training camp?
Definitely. Yeah, we'll get him up there and get a routine out of it.
Dan, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Once again, that is Dan Connolly, offensive lineman for the New England Patriots, brought to us by ARS Restoration Specialist, Town Fair Tire, and FindMassMoney.com. And I meant what I